You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
Going on, y'all. You are checking out another episode of the Black Is Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. It's your man Chris, one half of the brothers Layman. Hope y'all are doing all right out there. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm getting a lot of good feedback about the last couple episodes that we have, so we appreciate that. Always feels good when y'all let us know how you're doing and sharing your thoughts on the subject, joining us in the conversation. For this one, digging through some of the archives and some of the stuff I hadn't put out, this is a little short one for y'all. Conversation about Bill Maher that Leisha Tash and Arian had. She wanted to defend them, so they're talking about that and this whole golden era of the Republican Party. It was interesting, man. You know, I just had the mics going and said what they need to be said. I thought it was good and nice little short one. I think y'all enjoy it. Make sure you check us out on the website, blackisonline.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and any other place you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. Hope you guys enjoy the show.
But I still want to defend Bill Maher.
I was like, I knew you were coming back to it, and I was like, I'm going to actually not address it because Leisha wants to be on this.
No, yeah. I think the anti-Muslim stuff, I am like all with you.
He's anti-black too. He's anti-every. Like
I don't think he's
anti-black. Okay, I'll give you an example, and I wrote about this a while back. Him, and it's not just him. It's Stephanie Miller. There's these white progressives or so-called white progressives who talk about, well, the Republicans, the conservatives, when did they go nuts? Hello, they've been nuts since he's part of that. He's part of those people who are like, who talk about like this golden era of the Republicans in which they were rational human beings. So he's got a lot
they
of that.
They were a little more rational. If you look at like, there's memes that go around of like the Republican platform in like the 50s or something.
Or
and
it
80s. Was like yeah. much, I mean, things that the Republicans would touch with like a
Barack has
pole.
Pulled up a lot of their
Absolutely.
Issues. Like they've become a lot more.
Even Bill Clinton.
If
I mean,
you,
he started with
if
the,
you,
getting them riled
no,
up.
No, time out. I feel you on the Ike. I feel you on the I like Ike thing. Ike was a cool Republican. I get that. And he did some cool things. But when they're talking about – okay, maybe I'm – the 50s. We're talking about the 50s in the United States, right? Like what golden era did the Republicans have regarding race in the 1950s? You get what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, like, they were kind of reversed back then. Not until
– the 50s though. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about Roosevelt now. I'm talking about the – There's
yeah,
this golden
I think they
age
were
era
still
they're
reversed.
Talking about from the 50s to the 70s. But
Roosevelt was a racist. Like, the what should we call it? Lyndon B. Johnson was a Democrat. Barry Goldwater was a Democrat. Most of the Southerners were the racist.
The Democrats
were Democrats.
They both were racist. Like, it wasn't like the Democrats were like the more racist. It's not like they didn't switch.
But it
like
wasn't until
said.
That
they
Republican convention
it wasn't until
in 1968.
Lyndon B. Johnson went with the Civil Rights Voters Act that he pretty much said, I'm giving the South, the Republicans the South.
Right.
And I get
Chicago,
that.
Right?
But there still wasn't this era that Bill Maher and Stephanie Miller and all these white liberals are talking about, in which the Republicans were like totally sane and nice to everyone.
Well, the major candidates were. Like, you had Bob Dole and...
But there was rules back then. So, like, let's
Barry Goldwater was against the Civil Rights Act. He's Mr. Let's Make It About the States.
But there were... Okay,
which is something Bill Maher has an issue
with.
This
is what I would
he's
say.
He's always talking about how the Republicans are states' rights people.
This is what I would
and
say.
Barry
in the
Goldwater
80s...
created that.
Like, even in the 80s, like, I think there was obviously both parties were racist to an extent, you know, I mean, because it's just white people in the 80s. And, but...
I disagree, but go ahead.
Okay, like,
because you're talking about Jimmy Carter. If you're talking about, because you guys brought up the major frontrunner, so we're talking about Jimmy Carter in 76. No, not a racist. We're talking about Mike Dukakis. No, not a racist. We're talking about what Democratic people are you talking about in the 80s who were these known racists?
Well, I would say as far as when you're talking about the sort of liberal racism, because, I mean, I consider there to be levels to racism, right? So, like, even Bill Maher, yeah, I'm sure he's on the spectrum, of course. Like, black people, I would put to an extent, obviously, I know they can't be racist.
No, but
racist,
I
but
get what you mean.
Yes,
they can be on the spectrum.
Everybody has bias. Everybody has
white superiority
prejudice.
Is a part of
yes,
everything.
We all suffer from it. And so, obviously, I don't consider, like, Bill Maher
get
to be
the point
free
where you get to the point where the Republicans had this golden
okay.
age
so my
of
point
being
is that
rational human beings.
There, my point is that in the 80s, the awareness of white supremacy and or white privilege was even probably less than the awareness today, in a sense.
Most definitely.
And so there was probably a lot of racism that was just completely accepted and wasn't even looked at as, like,
definitely.
The outside of the norm or anything. Like, you know, even if you want to go back to, like, the race-baiting stuff and the welfare queen stuff, you know, like, that was all
definitely.
Racist. Obviously, but a lot more accepted. It was the 80s, you
definitely.
Know, whatever. People said crazy stuff in the 80s all the time.
Definitely.
As time has gone on, society has evolved.
Yes.
The Democrats have evolved with it, and the Republicans haven't. And that's just what has gone on. And
again,
that's why...
What is this era?
It's not that it was an era
Bill
of Republican. What he's saying is back then, they played the game. They, like, they towed the line. They knew not to cross certain lines.
It's within the spectrum of white male privilege. Let's keep it real, right? Like, when he's talking about this golden era, the Republicans were still like, fuck black people. Like,
but
let's,
I don't
let's
think
be clear
it's a
about this.
Era. I think
let's
what he's
be clear
saying
about
is they've
this.
Gone insane.
No, let's be clear about this. He's had, I'll give you an example. Stephanie Miller is Barry Goldwater's, like, daughter, right? So he's had her on there and been like, well, why isn't the Republican Party like how it was when your father was running it? And it's like, well, he was against the Civil Rights Act. He was a racist. Like, he's one of those
that's
white...
That's actually a very good point.
He's one of these white liberals who points to this,
yeah,
this Republican era where everything was...
Bill Maher
where they
has
were
romanticized
and I'm sorry,
a bygone that
era
of
exist.
Republican politics.
Yeah, and it didn't
and
exist.
That's not...
It never existed.
But,
maybe
but
he has, but I mean,
he's done that. He's done that
like
only because...
That's a very
because,
accepted political
yeah, he's done
point
it,
of view.
And it's,
not like
it's accepted among white people. It's not accepted among...
No, he's done it for comedic...
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that.
A person of color pundit say...
No.
What happened to the Republicans? Why can't they be the Republicans from the name them?
He does it as a setup to a joke, really. And that's what
well,
it benefits him.
No,
it benefits him because his point is that they're crazy. And that's his shtick.
And
that's what kind of the joke that
the
he's running on.
There
yeah.
is. Now, here's where I agree with you. There is this thing where they're once they married with the evangelicals.
But that's his point. That's the point he speaks to. He's not saying back then they weren't racist and now they are.
But
it's this craziness that they've taken this turn. It's a different
a white
argument.
Man that you don't see racism as a type
I
of
I don't
pathology.
Think that he... I wouldn't disagree that he... I wouldn't say that he does. I mean, I can't speak
he's
to it, but I do
had
not
Barry
think...
He's Goldwater's daughter on his show and said, how come they can't be the rational,
meaning
nice
because,
Republicans that your dad
but
was?
But not meaning
and
because they were
the
not racist. Meaning
your dad is the number one figurehead
it's
against
a different
civil rights
argument.
Act.
It's a different argument. He's saying they worked together. They got stuff done. They understood government
were, okay.
that you needed to
what
do
were,
things to do. Like, that's what they're... It's the same thing that Chris Matthews does. He romanticizes Reagan and that other Democrat that he worked for. Like, all the stuff they got done. But I'm just
it
saying it's not
it,
it's
like
not a
Matthews,
it's not
part,
an
he's part of that too he's part of that white liberal thing too.
But it's not an argument
wait,
that there wasn't
can you romanticize
that you're arguing
Ronald Reagan.
An argument against
I
want to
actually
kind
of get off of the whether or not he's right about the bygone era of Republicans who were more sane and rational
yeah.
and get to the accusation of him being a racist because when people call him a racist I know exactly what they're talking about. But I honestly don't feel he's a racist. I think he's someone who's explored white privilege and sees what it's like when it's being used. But he has a problem, and it's a problem as a person who is argumentative, who likes to build arguments and likes to be, but I'm still right. You know what I mean? And he likes to conflate certain issues and draw parallels when there aren't any, because it's just a strong argument and someone who's not really sharp isn't going to catch it. So you brought up a really good example, Arian, of him conflating free speech on campus and comedians all of a sudden being censored, or the campus deciding who and who can't speak on campus, which as a comedian is a personal issue with him, with free speech on campus and this Missouri thing. And, you know, to be honest, I think that any higher education institution should have a certain liberal openness to have, like, the most radical of Islamists there to speak on campus, and the most conservative Christians to be on there and to have it out. I think there should be a free flowing, and that comedians, which trade in satire and poking fun of life and what's going on around us, should have freedom to, you know, talk about what they want on campus. And that, you know, people should be like, hey, if you don't like it, you know, that's fine. Of course, though, if you're the Coleman, the graduation speaker, that's a different, that's a position of stature.
He tries to make it like it's a huge thing, but it's always up to the kids. Like, they get to choose at the end of the day.
Right, right. No, that, and that's the thing. He's conflating.
And you get to choose for whatever reason you want.
Right. And in that thing, he's conflating them booking a comedian, them booking a comedian.
Well, Berkeley, at the specific versus, case that he's using, they get to choose.
Yeah, yeah. He's conflating that, you know, them booking comedians in general, and what comedians can talk about and what they try to tell the comedians they can talk about, with them booking a commencement speaker.
Madeline Albright. We were like, Madeline Albright, you bomb people. We don't want you. Like,
right, exactly.
For whatever reason.
And he does that with Islam all the time. He does that with Islam, like, if you, all the time. And you, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, like, if you take a step back, like, there, like, one, I absolutely 100% do think that he has a chip on his shoulder about political correctness. I mean, his first show was called Politically Incorrect. Right. That's his thing. That's his, what he builds his career off of, is that we should be able to be as politically incorrect as we want. And so those are things I do think he sometimes gets a little bit of a blind spot and gets really worked up, and the whole campus thing gets him very worked up. And especially because it ties in perfectly with the Islamophobia and that he doesn't think he is. So it's like not only a false accusation, but also stifling freedom of speech, which is like the trifecta of horribleness. So that's why he gets so worked up, you know, because that's like his thing. And and there's a lot of points that he makes about political correctness that I totally agree with, you know, and so I feel him a lot when it comes to that. But when it comes down to it, like, I think fall into the more like white liberal racist apologizer sometimes, because like I said, I do believe that there are levels to racism. Oh, so like,
agreed.
You know, and I, having grown up in the Bay Area where there is a huge amount of white liberals who are very unknowingly racist many times, for me, it's like a lot less offensive in a sense, because
can
when
I
you
say
see
something?
The real deal,
and here's what
and
you need
like,
to hear me say: he's on our side.
Of like, course, that's
like,
really
when it
my
comes
point.
To police brutality, like, I don't think he thinks, you know, black people should be. But he has these moments that are very jarring to me. Like, he's very like, he will blame a black person for getting their ass whooped. He will, like, the kid of color who was like arrested for putting the wires in.
But that's,
can I say something?
Islam. Mm-hmm.
That's his Islam thing, but.
Yeah.
He's also
not
like,
defending that. Believe me, I have a lot of issues. Believe me, I've gone back and forth with not watching his show. It's really eats at me.
But in that moment, what incensed me was like, because he brought up, his point was true. Did what the kid do, was it brilliant? No. But why are you using that to excuse the police intervention?
And he went
so
hard
on it. And I'm just like,
it was way off-putting.
And it's a little bit, let's keep it real. Like, I'm sorry. It's the white man in him.
No, absolutely.
And he's a white man. And I mean, as you know, however you want to feel about it, he had his white man moments. He's on, and again, he's on my side. Like, I feel, I genuinely, I'm not saying that to, like, let's find a place to, no, I genuinely feel like if it were up to him, he wouldn't want black people to get beat up and all that. Having said that, I still feel like his whiteness gets in the way of a lot of shit. And I feel like it has nothing to do with race, but I'm gonna keep it real. It's just my issue with Bill Maher. When it comes to religion, the thing that he consistently gets just wrong isn't, the issue isn't religion. The issue is dogma, right? The issue isn't Allah or Christ. The issue is my way of living is better than your way of living. Mm-hmm. And what he falls into as an atheist is saying his way of living is better than everyone else's way of living.
Well, and it's interesting because this is a battle that I have internally a lot, because I feel both sides, because I do think, I mean, there's a big battle between sort of that, like, superiority of one culture over another, which I do think that who does have the right to say that, but then at the same time it's like, yeah, there are things that are just right and wrong. Yeah. And like, and it, to a certain point, I understand his frustration with, you know, you don't accept certain things, but I completely disagree with his characterization as quote unquote, like, not only just like a Muslim problem, because it's not by any means, but also like the characterization of like the whole religion, which he will claim over and over and over he doesn't do, but I feel that he does. Yeah, he does. And I think most people take it that way. He's making an argument
to say there's something wrong, systemic, with it. Instinctively about the religion itself.
And just the argument of, like, yes, there's this group of extremists, but like when you've pulled the entire religion, they've agreed with this, they've agreed with that. And I'm like, Christians believe crazy stuff. Like, a lot of them. There's Christians that would be fine with a law that says gay people should be killed for being gay. Are they going to go kill a gay person? No. It's the same difference. There's Muslims that might be fine with what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Muslims that are maybe fine with whatever's going on, or maybe not fine with it, but like get that maybe it's part of, tied in with what they believe, but wouldn't necessarily do that themselves. And I don't think they should be lumped in, even though they're crazy, but there's a people who believe crazy things all over that don't act on it, you know? And that, to me, you have to separate the action from the belief. And he likes to, when it comes to Muslims, even if you believe it, even if you think you should die if you leave Islam, like, he'll consider you as bad as like the guy who goes and bombs you. And I'm like, those aren't on the same level.
Even the black girl in the chair, the police officer who came in, and he went into the whole, okay, it's horrible, we can move on from that. How come the parents aren't like this with the teacher? He goes back to the, how come the, and he's excusing
that was
the behavior.
Surprising to me.
He
that
was really
excusing
the
me.
Behavior and trying to pin a little bit on the black girl, and I'm just like, his white guy is starting to come out
He has a couple of issues.
And I'm going to say it. I'm sorry. I'm going to put him in the box of, I'm a white guy who dates black chicks, so I'm not racist.
Oh, and that's,
I'm
no.
sorry.
First
I'm
off,
him in that box.
That can actually make him more racist. So that doesn't actually
That's what
mean,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm
that
saying.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's what, he's right. like, I'm oh, sorry. Yeah, rest yeah. in peace. He's like Mr. Kaplan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to angelize Mr. Kaplan, but yeah.
I'll say this, is that he has a couple of soapbox issues.
Yes.
And one of them is anything related to religion, of course.
Right.
Another one is kids, because he doesn't have them.
Yep. I think that is actually a little more of that.
Yeah, and his reaction was just about like, no, what happened to the days when we used to tell you to do something and you fucking had to do it and you were scared of the teacher? And he thinks that parents, and he's like, I want to be your friend, or asking kids, hey, would you like to leave? It's like, no, fuck that. We're leaving now. You know what I mean? Like, just parents being a little too open with kids, mm-hmm. or too nice with kids is an issue. He rails on it time and time again. Black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter.
And I'm going to say touche, because I can honestly say if that were a white kid, I think his position would be the same.
Yeah.
And then,
the other thing, the most recent thing which you keyed in on is the university thing, because he's at all his comedian friends.
Yes.
Like, yeah, what's going on? Jerry Seinfeld's like, I don't know what's going on. Or Jay Leno is talking about. So that's that.
No, his Jay Leno. Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
awesome.
Watch. She's on the
right?
show.
Okay.
Very supportive. Yep. He's a
And
little.
I love how Bill Burr, like, was the, I don't know if you watched, Bill Burr was on there, and Bill Maher was trying to get him. Bill Maher was like, why do you give a shit? Why are you making this your thing? Fuck them. Like, I still do colleges, and if they don't like it, I tell them to fuck off, and I do my comedy. And I'm like, yeah, stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
It's like that time when he went off on something, and Chris Matthews like, I feel like you had a bad date last week.
Right.
And you're bringing it here. And it's like, that's what he's doing now every week. Every week he's bringing his bad dates to the show.
A lot of it is ego, too. Like, you know, yeah. with Bill Maher, like, he definitely, like, when... Yeah. Yeah. When he makes a joke that the crowd groans,
yes!
and
sorry.
And it's like sometimes the joke just isn't funny. It's not about there being too PC.
Political.
Sometimes it's just not funny, dude. But he will not. It always is like, oh, this crowd is they can't deal with my joke that's so edgy and
so
funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
it's this thing now.
Yeah,
it's so annoying.
I know, but I guess all I'm saying is what it comes down to is our enemies are far greater and wider, and
most definitely,
you know,
most
Bill Maher is like.
The show
he is on our side
all the time. That
means his racist ass. Yeah.
He is, though.
He's got like a 3-year window before they're like, yeah, now it's you doing this all the time. You might be tired.
No, he's good, and his, you know, his boss is Kid from Kid and Play, so
yeah.
He gets to, you know, my boss is black, so I'm good now.
Oh,
right?
No,
that's his best friend.
Yeah, they're friends.
They're friends, but that's his
for
boss.
Real.
Like, his boss is a black hip hop artist, and his other boss is a Swedish.
Can
like, you know, runs the Huffington Post.
But they've been friends for a long time. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he involved in the Politically Incorrect too?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was. That's still his boss. So, yeah.
But I think he has some legitimate they're black homeless. Friends, right?
Yeah. Right, and his Kid half caste.
Who
Kid?
Oh, is he half?
Yeah.
No, he looks right. Full black, doesn't he? Just light skin.
The flat top.
He's
no,
I don't know. Now that I've seen that,
I saw the unsung. Yeah.
He's not.
His father was a dark man, right?
Was he? Oh, well, maybe he is.
I don't know.
Yeah, his father was Jamaican, right? It was from the Caribbean. Was from
I think it's Caribbean.
Like, grew up in Queens.
Then
and
maybe his mom is
like,
white.
Yeah,
I think his
if
mom
he,
is.
If his
Irish.
Dad is dark.
Yeah, his mom is. Yeah,
his mom is Irish.
Yeah, some European.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he don't count no more.
He does, but he will fall under
no,
my category of mixed
either.
People that look
if
black.
If you enjoy Martin Lawrence, you're officially black.
But like, he would fall under my mixed people that could pass as black.
I don't think he was employing anybody.
I'm just saying. Like, he was in his movie. Like, House Party was his, but, you know.
Reed,
yeah.
I think.
I guess
oh, no.
I wonder if he had any say
no,
on the casting.
Actually, I have no idea.
I wonder if he had that much... control.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You know, he's black. He, hey, man, if you made House Party, you're black. Come on. If you were the lead in House Party, you're black.
I mean, ours not really even a debate anyway.
Right, no. Nah, it wasn't a real debate.
No,
right.
No, not at all.
Anyway.
All right, that was good. We got
I
to
still
debate
watch
Bill
Maher, even though I have issues
I watch religiously.
Him. I know.
Yeah, the
my,
thing is,
I
can
the
tell Arian is like,
issue.
He watches as it
wait,
comes on. Like, oh, Bill Maher is on. It's appointment television, right?
It is. Hey. It is. And I hate him. Like, I don't, like, he's the white boy whose ass got kicked in high school, but I love his guest and I love the conversation.
That's probably why I stopped watching this. Like, I was like that. Where
he was
becoming. Me, just like, okay, you know what?
He's becoming more and more of a shithead.
Yeah, I understand where.
Being full of himself, like, all of. Like, them words where it's like.
And he thinks he's a little too familiar. Like,
yeah.
he's used the word nigga before.
That's what I'm
and he
saying.
Said it.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
And he just.
That's what I'm saying.
And I understand why people get mad.
I watched the show, so I can't say that.
That doesn't make me upset.
No,
I don't
black friends that let him say
like him if you met him.
Yeah, but he's used it on his show, not among his black friends. He's used it to make a point, to be like, he won't use it properly, but he'll be like, the word is nigga, he won't say the N-word. He'll be like, so someone got to keep saying nigga, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Religious, that was him.
Yeah, I do like Bill Maher.
Religious was great. I loved Religious. See, I don't, that doesn't bother me.
No, but it just, it makes me, it's like, if you were truly down... With the tribe, you would have taken a moment to say the N-word right there.
Not someone that had a show Politically Incorrect. He's not going
right,
to do that.
Right, but not someone, not someone
not
who's truly down with the tribe. Ultimately, he's down with him and
his political
he's
incorrectness
down with himself.
Will take precedent.
Yeah,
always.
Right. He's always going to serve himself and his stuff. And so I was like, you're not part of the tribe, dude.
if it's a matter, I mean, if you expect him to do something for the sake of not offending someone, then I guess, yeah, you couldn't consider him a part of the tribe because he's not going to do that.
I'm sorry. What is
no, that? Or just find a different way to talk about it. You don't have to say the N word. You just don't have to say nigga. You know what I mean?
But that's still, in a sense, like tailoring what you say for other people. Which I think is part of what he doesn't.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't understand the respect.
Oh, anyway. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Bill Maher. All right.
I love him. We could have just a Bill Maher.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.